Hello, how you doing?
Radio.
How you doing, sister? Hello?
I'm here. I had it on mute. I'm here. How you doing? I'm fine.
All right. I know I'm just still a mix up with this thing, but I found a way to bypass it. I'm back on there, and I'm waiting on Bishop Simone.
I think he said, did he say 7:30 or 8? Did you talk to him a while ago?
Yes, 7:30.
Okay, because I talked to him. I thought he told me coming on at 8:30. I thought that's what he told me.
No. See, that's the problem sometimes. Boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Call him and tell him you're supposed to be on now. Oh,
amazing. Well, he's at the hospital. One of our sister's grandmother is dying.
Oh, well, we just met him good on because he comes on at 7:30. So let's go ahead and do the program together today.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good all the time.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So who's supposed to be on?
Brother Keith.
Bishop.
I thought Brother Keith told me that he was supposed to be on at 8:30. I thought. Because I talked to him about less than 20 minutes ago. He was going, Charlotte's mother, they don't expect her to live through the night.
Oh.
And he was on his way to the hospital. Mm-hmm.
That's her grandmother, ain't it?
It's grandmother.
Yeah, the grandmother.
Yeah, her mother's already dead.
Right. Well, why don't we, Dr. Hunter, why don't we pray?
You go ahead and do it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come humbly as we know how. And Lord, we don't wait on anybody, nothing. We call upon the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, Father. And Lord, we already know what it's like be losing a loved one. But dear Father, we ask you to touch Charlotte and let her know the grandmother has lived out her life and she's 91 or 92. So cover her with your precious blood. Give Charlotte the parents and the strength while she's there. Bless Brother Keith to be there to send prayer over him. And Lord, we just say thank you because we know that mother is just going to be happy when she leaves and get in the arms of Jesus. Glory to God. And Father, we just say thank you. We praise you. And we come to lift up Brother Hunter tonight to encourage his heart with the radio station and knowing and how God want to use him. Let God just use him anyway. Let him know he always going to have somebody there to speak a word or do something, Father. And Lord, we just look to the hills from whence coming our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And Lord, we are reminded of Psalm 34. Where it say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Our praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And so we want to praise you tonight, Father. I want to thank you for the strength you've given me to be in this fast and pray time for the whole month of May. We need to fast and pray for our loved ones to snatch those out of the fire that's falling away from Christ. And we put a circle around them, a hedge of protection, Father. And Lord God, when we've done everything we know how to do, we just leave it in your hands. And we thank you for this radio station. And we pray that whoever is listening will be blessed tonight. In the mighty name of Yahshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and do. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Continue on your own teaching. Go ahead and teach.
Hallelujah. Sister Rue?
Yes.
He was talking to you. Go ahead, Sister Esther. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I just want to expound on the glory of God tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about His glory. I don't have a script in front of me. I don't have
That's even a
message prepared, but I can talk about His glory. And I want to talk about His glory and His miraculous way of healing. And I want to thank Him for my healing, and I want to give Him all of the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I want to thank God for the book of Acts and how we already studied in that book, and we'll be on the line tomorrow morning. We'll be in Acts 4. But I want to back up to Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2, off the surface of my head. I'm not turning no Bible. I'm just talking because this is Can We Talk?
Mm-hmm.
And in the book of Acts in chapter 1 and 2, what I really like in that chapter, it talks about them being in one place and on one accord. One place and on one accord. And we think about it was 120 that went up in the upper room, and women were praying as well. And I want to thank God for that word called one accord. And because they was on one accord, the power of the Holy Ghost fell. And the day that we call a Pentecost is now, is just when they were on one accord. And they all begin to speak in other languages. And what I gather out of their speaking, they were all talking about how good God is. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. I'm giving all the glory to God. And so I entered into a place like that last Saturday night, not knowing where I was going. But I was invited to go to this meeting. And I kept saying, oh, it's an apostle gathering? And she said, I don't know. I just know I saw it on the Facebook. So we went to the Houston Garden Saturday night. And, man, if I tell you, it was like the day of Pentecost. What I loved about it, the prophet and the apostle and the prophet said, please, don't come looking at us like we got any power. And we don't have any powers. And all the glory will go to God tonight, but we're going to have an encounter with God. And I tell you, he said, everybody in here are ambassadors. So we begin to move and speak. We want you to speak in your heavenly language. And whoever God tell you to go pray with, that's who you go pray with. And I tell you, we had a time. So even after the meeting, this is where my miracle came in. After the meeting, I was just talking to the apostle. He was asking me questions and asking where my church was. I said, I don't have a church. I say, I go where God send me. And where I go, I say, he ushers in the Holy Ghost to wherever I be. And so right at that time, the apostle said, Apostle, do you have pain right on your left side? I said, yes. He said, it goes and comes. I said, yes. He said, well, let me pray. And he called the prophet over there. The apostle called the prophet, which I think is his wife. And they both prayed. I said, would y'all please pray for my bladder? Because I have problems with my bladder. And so they prayed, and they said, God, we want you to heal every artery in her body in the mighty name of
mm-hmm.
Jesus and never to return. So that was Saturday night. So come Sunday, I thought no more about it. Just started my fast and praising God. And Monday, as I normally go to the restroom and everything, and all of a sudden I know normally I can – when I wipe myself, I can touch my bladder. And I touched, and it wasn't there no more. I said, God, you done did an operation on me. So
wow,
he put my bladder back where it belonged. Hallelujah. That's the glory. That's the glory I want to give tonight. It was God came down, and the inner counter, He healed my body. And the song say, he healed my body and told me to run on. He healed my body and told me to run on. And I thank the Lord to heal my body. And I'm so excited because I'll say this. There's three occasions in the line of hearing I know God did. And one of them was when I first was called into the ministry about 40 years ago. I had a little, I guess you would call it a little knot or ball in the back of my head. Like, oh no, it was a mole. That's what it was a mole. And I had so much faith 40 years ago. I touched that mole and I said, God, I want you to remove that mole from the back of my head. And I to this day, he did. He removed that mole from the back of my head. And I want to give him a praise because that was 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then one more, God had given me a beautiful puppy that I just love. His name was Angel, and it was a silver poo. And Angel had like a little spot on his hip, like a manger, and it had taken the hair out. And I was so courageous in the Lord, I had this olive oil, and I pulled it in that spot. And I said, Lord, bring my little puppy's hair back. And I'm here to tell the church tonight, God let me know what he did. He bought that hair back black. And Angel was a silver pool. But he grew back some black hair right in that spot. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And sometime I asked God this. I said, God, you bought Angel hair back in that spot, and I pour olive oil on my bald spot all the time. I want you to bring my hair back. And I'm still believing. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I believe it. I'm believing. Amen. See, you can't stop believing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, because you don't know when God's going to do it. You don't know when he's going to do it. You don't give up. You don't give up. You don't give up. Because if he said it, he going to do it. He going to do it. Hallelujah. And my last thing tonight is to say, I don't even know why I put it on Facebook, but that's the way I was feeling. I said, I feel so wealthy and healthy. Now, you heard that. Wealthy and healthy. Because just like I feel healthy, I believe the windows of heaven is just to open for me, and I'm going to have some money in my bank account that I don't have to be worried about. Lord, I'm almost out of money. I just got the check. You know, I don't know if y'all know about that. I don't know if nobody on the line know about that, but I know about that. Because, honey, the little money I get from SSI, I can run through it in one day. Hallelujah. But I know my father can put double, triple, five times, triple in our accounts tonight. And, Lord, I just want to pray a financial miracle blessing up on all of us, Lord. And we are so mindful to give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to thank y'all because actually that message was from the heart. I ain't looking at nobody's Bible. I just spoke what's in my heart. Amen.
Yes. Woo, we thank you.
Thank you.
You don't happen to want to share the name of that ministry with us, do you?
Okay, I'm gonna give it to you right now. It's called. Let me see. Turn this out over. It's called Shaping Our World Ministry, Transforming Lives with Deeper Spiritual Truth. You can go to www.sowmin.com and the telephone number 855-476-9646. And Minister Love, I just texted all of that to you before I called on the line.
471 now?
Oh, thank you, sister.
Yes. No, Dr. Hunter, I was you want the number, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, 855-476-4796.
Okay, it's 855-476-9646. Yeah, 9646. Yeah, it is
okay.
Called Shaping Our World Ministry. And let me see their names. And they've been on Facebook. Prophet Robert and Angel Miola. M-E-O-L-A. M-E-O-L-A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a black lady and a white. I think they're a couple. If somebody put their name like Prophet Robert and Angela Miola, that means they husband and wife, right?
They
got the
same last name, Miola.
Yeah.
Praise God.
They're going to be at the Houston Garden Inn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And that address is 7979 Willow Chase Boulevard. And that's in the Willowbrook area, Willowbrook Mall area. And then Houston, Texas, 77070. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Say,
amen.
I love about them. They say, please don't come to exalt them in no way, because they only are being used by God, vessels to be used.
Amen.
I like
that's
that.
I
love it.
Me too.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, and it's no respect of person. And you pray in the Holy Ghost and let the Lord use you. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
And she had something in the daytime, but she told me she was going to get back with me and give me the address to the memorial thing, but I'm not going to go way over there because I really don't have no way. And I'm going to pray about Saturday night if I'm going to go, because I'm believing God for me that Genesee's car pretty soon. Hallelujah. Because I'm wealthy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A car ain't nothing but a car. Huh?
Dr. Hunter, have you seen the Genesis? It looks like a Rolls Royce.
It's a beautiful car.
It looks better than a
Mercedes and a Cadillac and all them. It's a bad car. It's called the Genesis. It's by Hyundai.
Oh yeah.
It's by Hyundai.
I know God is good. I done left
BMW.
I'm going to the Genesis, huh?
How do you spell it?
Genesis, just like in the Bible. Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of the car.
My neighbor has one out here. And you thought it was a Rolls Royce.
I know God is able to, you know, a Genesis, a Rolls Royce, Cadillac, Jaguar, BMW, what else? I know all of them just cars, and if he want to put the keys in your hand, he can. He's able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's able. You just got to believe. When that time, see, time is so important. We don't know what time he going to put in the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. We already blessed. We already wealthy. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm the most wealthy woman in the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you dreaming or what? Talk to me.
Huh?
Brother Keith is getting ready to come on at 8 o'clock. He said that you told him 8 o'clock.
No, ma'am. No, he comes on at 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's his schedule. Because we got Can We Talk at that time. I told him at 7:30.
Dr. Hunter, okay, we're going to do like you say, when we are And when Dr. Pete come on the line, we gonna, can we talk? Whoever else is on the line, who else is on the line, is open to can we talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Dr. Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, so we're not gonna put
mm-hmm.
any stipulation on how he's gonna do it. We just going to enter into that. Can we talk? How that sound to you, Dr. Hunter?
Well, let me pray about it. I'll let I get back
okay.
with you, okay? All right. I'm looking at the Genesis while we're on the line. I'm looking at the Genesis.
Dr. Hunter, looking at that Genesis, girl. I'm ready for it. I'm ready if either Queen Esther is ready to step into that Genesis. I'm ready, Ruth, if anybody is ready, I'm ready. I'm God's queen, and I know I'm his queen, and I know he loves me. I know he, when I think of his goodness, I just want to get up and shout all over the place, fly all over the place. I just know God is good. Hallelujah. And he has gifted me. You know.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
She dropped the line. She dropped the line. She dropped the line.
Her line just, it dropped.
Yes,
it dropped.
I don't see her name no more. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The phone dropped. Oh, ain't that?
It said,
she
yeah, she dropped.
Do,
yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. She, phone dropped. I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh, her phone dropped. Yeah, oh, you know what probably happened? When you told Brother Keith 7:30 to 8, he only heard the 8 probably happened. He didn't hear the 7:30. Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, I send him a, I always send a person a text of mother. I try to text everybody and let them know. And I put a time on. I try to put everybody in the. Because it's getting right now, I'm trying to put things in the right perspective. I'm trying to put everybody in what it needs to be. I'm redoing it, put it down in writing, put it on the what's called right now. I'm trying to get it together. But I still believe it's going to be a radio station like before. But you know your own stuff. To get some things, to get a crop, you got to have a bean.
Amen.
And things begin, to happen. So my whole perspective is to press in, do what God has said, and a lot of times people don't understand when you're behind the scene with a project that God put on your heart, it calls you tremendous prayer, tremendous understanding, and sometimes I don't have time to talk to too many people, and I think you find that out later. Because I'm more in tune with what God is saying for me to do. And the more I see it happening, like today, I say a whole lot of prayer and language before me. To the Lord. Because I want God to give what he got me to do it. When he told me, he said, give me something to work with. I'm giving his word back to him. I don't have any shaka-shaka, shaka-shaka. I want to give his word back to him. His word to him. His word back to him. And that's what he said. I can operate off of that. See, there are a lot of people wanted to get on there and talk. And the time is not permitted, in my estimation, because I've seen too many things happen. I've watched too many things happen. Now, all of us and our prayers are being answered anywhere else. Everything is falling down. And someone asked me today, said, what's going on? I said, I told you so. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because we're living in a society where there's evil. Evil. Now, the man going to have the doctor write him a false prescription and then going to come back a couple days later and get his big bodyguard to take all the information man has placed. If that ain't thuggish, that's thuggish.
Yeah. He's a crook. He's the Russian mafia. Remember that.
Yeah.
There's no There's no boundaries on them people.
Yeah, you know, we found something out we're trying to do to help you with your, get something done for you yesterday. But because I'm in constant prayer, I would yield to what that person wanted. And now, if you can tell me, so I said, thank you, Lord. I knew that I was being urged. I got a spiritual unction. Don't do it. Don't do it. I didn't do it. So I keep moving toward God and blessing Him and praising Him and thanking Him for everything. And I noticed that a lot of folks say they're going to be on the radio station. A lot of people, A-Royal, they don't want to be on. They want it the way they want. Like I told them, I wish I could do it that way. But you got to understand, that's time also. Get things in order. Now, if you want to be a part of it, are you going to be a, what part you want to play in this? What part, do you want some skin in the game, or what you want to do? You want to come on as a visitor? I can do it every so often. But I need some people going to help me to move this thing forward. And that's where I'm going right now. I got some people going to help me to move this thing forward. So I got to go people who have the eyesight, the wisdom, and the understanding. A lot of people say, I need some money. No, you don't. You need faith. Faith produces money. You know, you read the book that the lady up there in the Old Testament, not that we live in, but she took and she wanted some more. And then she got everything she had. After praying, every vessel was filled with oil.
Yeah.
And every time.
Amen.
And he said, take it and sell it. And so that's what happened. And that's what God wants. That's what God wants. That's what God wants. He wants us to be here. And I don't see. I know what God is doing in our lives. God is bringing us to a position right now. Not tomorrow, right now. Prayers are being answered. Our prayers are being answered. And now they found out some sick. When you expose the enemy, you got to whoop his head good. I mean, you got to step on that rascal's head and don't let him up, like you were teaching. And my wife and I are having fun with you. Did we thank God for you today? Because you blessed us. You blessed us so. You blessed us so.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We had a blessed time. It was a blessed time just enjoying what is happening and laughing about the ludicrousy of the devil.
I want to show you something. The 504-4966, the brother Bishop, he was on it, but his line wouldn't show up at the top up there when he dropped it. Somehow or another, something working. Let me try one more time. Hold on.
because he called me trying to get back in.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We hear you.
You're supposed to be on at 7:30. I told you at 7:30.
No, Dr. Hunter, you told me 8 o'clock. No, I called you and you told me 8. That's why I wasn't on at 7:30. I called you at about 6 o'clock to ask you what time.
Okay. Well, I want to do this from this day forward. I'm going to send you a text because I'm rearranging everything. So go ahead and spend your 30 minutes. Go ahead.
Good evening. How are you all doing this evening?
Great. Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
I'm good. And I apologize, but yeah, that's why I didn't come on at 7:30. But anyway, tonight I'd like to talk to you about two pillars or two tools that the devil uses. And one is jealousy and the other one is fear. And I did listen in. I heard you and Elder Love talking. You guys just couldn't hear me, so I've been on for a little while, for a few minutes anyway. In the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, in the very beginning it talks about David in verse 7. It talks about how the women were singing after David came back from the battle. That Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands. And when Saul heard that, two things happened. He felt like his kingdom was threatened. So fear was one of the other things. And the second tool that the devil used with Saul was jealousy. And those are two things that the devil often uses in order to use his old scheme of dividing and conquering us as God's children. He certainly did it to Saul. After that, Saul gave David 1,000 men, it says in 1 Samuel, to go out to go to battle, thinking that the Philistines would kill him. But the God was with David, the Bible says, and nothing happened to David. And everything he touched, and every battle he went into, he offered him his daughter. He tried everything to get him tripped up, to have him killed. He even offered him his daughter. And he wanted 100 foreskins of the Philistines. David came back with 200. And Saul still wasn't satisfied. He never stopped trying to kill David until he eventually died himself. The whole moral of the story, and it wasn't a story, the whole lesson that God was trying to teach us in the thing of jealousy and hatred and anger is that the devil, as I said, uses those things to divide and conquer us. Last week, I think I talked about how we oftentimes get jealous of things and people. We also are afraid of what we don't know, and we've got to stop doing that. It happens not only in the world with us as brothers and sisters. It even happens in the ministry. I've seen it happen in the ministry. I heard you and Elder Love talking about our president, 45. And today, this evening, before I called you, Dr. Hunter, I was looking at Facebook, a Facebook posting. I've got a friend, Colonel John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jones, who's a retired full bird colonel. He worked for me in the Army at one point. Well, there was a man. He put something in about the wall, about how it was funny how we had one president, Reagan, who said to Gorbachev to take the wall down. And now here, some 20, 30 years later, we got another fool who wants to put a wall up. And I've talked about that also. Writer on Facebook, Sam Houston, told John that he was making a bad comparison, in so many words, apples to oranges, that the wall in the Soviet Union, the wall back then, was to keep people enslaved that were in Europe. It wasn't that they were trying to escape the freedom. That was a very false argument. I responded to that. That was a very false argument. He was saying that the wall that Trump is proposing is to keep illegal people out because it's a violation of our U.S. laws, that everybody's welcome, provided they do it legally. Well, we know that's not true also. This president only wants to let certain people with blonde hair and blue eyes. He wants to only have certain people, nothing but so-called Christians, not anybody who's Muslim, who's dark-skinned or anything else. That is not what the Constitution is based. My response, Dr. Hunter, I understand you were a soldier also, to this anonymous writer, Sam Houston, was that he is ill-advised, and I said to him, I don't know what his background is, but I can vouch for JFK Freedom. That's Colonel Jones. He spent 30 years defending this country. He served me. He served me as my deputy when I was an MP officer. For six years, he served as my number two. And so I told him that we were law enforcement professionals, and we know all about terrorism. We know about walls. We understand law enforcement, and we understand security. That he spent 30 years and I spent 24 defending this Constitution, the Constitution that we believe in. And that the president doesn't know what he's talking about, nor does Sam Houston. That when you build a wall, I've been trained in physical security, nuclear, chemical. Okay, so I understand a thing or two about security and about barriers, physical barriers, whether it be alarms, fences, intrusion detection. I understand the full gamut. I've worked at a nuclear plant after retiring. I told him that he's definitely ill-advised. No matter how tall a wall you build, and no matter how many billions of dollars you spend on it, when you build a wall 70 feet high, all someone has to do is build a ladder that's 71 feet, and the wall is defeated. You can have the most sophisticated fence that there is with barbed wire, triple strand Constantino wire. That's the wire you see along the top of the fence on prison yards. Even Constantino wire that'll cut you up like a razor blade could be defeated. You simply put a ladder up against the fence, throw some cardboard or something else over the Constantine wire, and roll right across it. So that no barrier, whether it's electronic, even if we put soldiers along the border and stretch them for hundreds of miles, thousands of miles along the border in Mexico, unless we have no gap between the soldiers, if there is no gap between the perimeter for thousands of miles, you know, we don't have enough troops to really do that. But even if we did, if there is any gap in the perimeter, there'll be a breach and somebody will get through. People break out of jail that have all the things we're talking about, and people break in the banks with the most sophisticated electronic, even with armed security police officers, so that physical security measures, whether it be electronic personnel or anything else, they are only delay devices. They keep honest people honest. They don't keep crooked people. They don't make crooked people straight. So that if somebody wants to defeat whatever system you have, as far as protecting this country and keeping people out, it is a fallacy. It's illogical. It's unwarranted. It'd be a total waste of money, of good money, government funds. Okay? Nothing that we can employ will ensure us that people wouldn't come in and out. And who are we as a country? And the fool of the president to try to keep people out when this country, even the Statue of Liberty said, give me your poor and your naked and send them into the country. So that it's foolish. The response by Sam Houston was foolish, and the ideology by the president and all of his white right-wing so-called Christian racists, okay, is not what God would do. Jesus wasn't trying to keep people out. And I don't believe that God is pleased with this country and with the direction that we're going. And so the fear and the anger and the jealousy and the hatred isn't what Christ is about, and it's not what we should be doing as Christians. So all those so-called Christians that are on the right, the evangelicals, the prophets and all the television evangelicals who believe in the nonsense and the hatred and the prejudice and the discrimination that the president is talking about and all those folks in Congress, shame on them. Because Dr. Hunter and Elder Love, one day they'll stand before a judge. He won't be in the black robe, okay, with the collar cut, with a white shirt and tie underneath it. They're going to stand before God, and he'll be their righteous judge. And so that's what I want to talk about. We need to stop the nonsense and the stupidity of the argument about keeping people out. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. Any comments? Hello? Hello? Sister Love, can you hear me?
I can hear you. And I was talking. I was on mute. I had put my thing on mute. I'm sorry. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And I was talking. I was answering. But Dr. Hunter, were you saying something?
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying I thoroughly am in agreement with you about the foolishness of this wall. But I do see the prophetic Bible coming to its fullness with this president that we have in it, and who the evangelicals and people who say God told them to vote for this man. There goes that devil. We rebuke that devil. Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. So they have been sent strong delusion because it always has to be a number of people who are deluded or deceived or blinded, you know, and it's always going to be that way. The thing is, those that stand firm in God, but all you have to do, I told them yesterday we're going to be teaching on the seven deadly sins. But
yes,
the seven deadly sins are coming from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, starting at verse 16, and it says, and yea, even seven. And three of those seven deadly sins all surround lying. In every, you know, bearing false witness, doing division, saying false things about your neighbor, you know, they all in every form, three to four of them all have something to do with lying. And so for us to have our chief president, the head of our country, as the capital, the master liar, is just unbelievable how I could say I love God. I honor him as the office that they have given him. But I love him as a human being, seeing that me and him are both baby boomers.
Yes.
I love him because God is gonna have great mercy on him, and is having great mercy on him.
Amen.
Amen.
I would interject and say this. What I know, my military experience, they say you're a cold-blooded killer. That's exactly what they meant. A cold-blooded killer does not have no life anybody. He's covering the mandate. when they put you out there in the field with nothing but ice cold fields for 5 to 6, 7 days, a little water and a few crumbs to breathe, they're going to test those stability. They're going to test you to where you're standing at. I went through those things in training. Somebody, I'm going to put you on mute.
Go ahead.
Put
everything on mute but Dr. Brother Keith. Go ahead.
And so the one thing I've come to find out in my life and its understanding through my years is this. When I learned, it got me a clearance, a secret clearance from the military army. They gave me a NATO crypto secret clearance. It gave me the right to operate with nuclear bombs. And when you learn that language, you understand that language. Somebody got to turn 4 to the left, 3 to the left, 4 to the right. It's different combinations. But you might be the person who have the whole combination. So what am I saying? What we have today in our lives, we have to look at what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. It's all about a name called Israel. The devil hates Israel. And he hates us who are on the line right now. He's going to do everything he can to discredit us. We've got to stand firm in our conviction. And our standing firm for the conviction, it gives us the right to say, God, you are my righteous. Now, we're now in World War III. We are now in World War III. Because here is the proof. When you read the 38th chapter of Ezekiel, and you go to the book of Revelation, and you find out, because the last battle that's going to be held is going to be by Israel. It's going to be the Euphrates River. Now, what was the Euphrates River in Genesis? That's where Adam and Eve, the sin, was committed. So it comes back to the same place. What God has said to us, we got to stand firm, because that could come a time in our lives, in this hour we now live. But God's going to say, in the book of Hebrews 13, wherefore, seeing what was so come, pass by with such a great cloud of witnesses, a great cloud. We mentioned in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, all of them were witnesses, but they came from nothing to something with a testimony. So the day we got to have a testimony to stand before God, when God called your name to do something, I don't care if you like me or not, I'm going to do it. I still have a military attitude. I have a military toward God. When God say do it, let's do it.
Amen.
That's my attitude.
Amen. And Dr. Hunter, we're studying right now in our Bible study at West Houston. Elder Love and I and the rest of the group, we're studying. We're getting ready to go to the 9th chapter. We just finished the 8th chapter in the book of Acts. And Elder, as you remember, we talked about Simon the sorcerer. We talked about the fact that he was, before Jesus came, even when Moses dropped the staff and the serpent, it became a serpent, that the sorcerers could do the same thing. We talked about Simon the sorcerer and how people are so easily persuaded. And when somebody does something that impresses them, and they're very, very impressionable, they follow people like people follow David Copperfield, who does magic. And that's what's happening. I agree with both of you that right now, revelation is coming. I believe that we are at the end times also. I believe that we're moving to a one world order. When the people in this country who always profess to believe in the Constitution no longer even care about the sanctity of whether each vote counts, in order just to maintain power. This presidency reminds me of a movie that I watched a few years ago about a rich man who was a businessman who took over the world, and he had people kissing his ring. He was the Antichrist. That's the movie that I saw a couple of years ago. This looks like a reflection in real terms of what's happening right now when I watch what's going on in this country, not just with this president, with the attempt to suppress the press, to make the truth become a lie. When all the things I see happening, this is the sign of the beginning of a dictatorship. What Trump is doing or trying to do is the same thing that Hitler did. It's the same thing that Castro did. It's the same thing that Chavez did. His methodology is the same as every dictator. Shut off the press.
Amen.
Convince people that the truth is a lie and have them wondering. And then get a group of cool people following you like an oligopoly. Reward those who are in the inner circle. That is how Putin took hold of Russia and became a strong man. And in this country, we're so weak and we're so hungry for strong leaders that even when the leader is evil as hell, people still follow him. Because this leader is certainly not following God. He's certainly not with us. So even when the leader is being led by Satan, when he's evil, people will still follow because they like following strength. And that's what I see happening in this country.
Amen.
And see,
I also agree.
When you take notice in our, I don't know how old you are, but I can say this, in my day and time, I saw the black man reaching for power, but his time was cut short. Even today, our time is cut short. We got a black man going to stand up and tell the nation about slavery. It was a choice. Come on, man, give me a break.
You're right.
A break?
You're right. I'm 62 years old, Dr. Hunter.
And see, right now, we have it so that in America, they're making it so beneficial that everybody will be able to smoke marijuana. Now, they found out the medicinal part of it for the help of somebody, but the people in Texas have decided they have come together, spent billions of dollars going to some place where they can do that drug. What am I saying? When you go back and look at what happened with that woman in the Bible, she was an evil. I see how it's called the Bible. And because we understand what's going on with that woman, Jezebel, that evil woman, that sneaky woman that would sit out there to tolerate lies. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. And so what we have to come to the understanding is our beloved. The more we take God at his word, I'm not trying to push somebody to the left or to the right. Because you got to trust God yourself. And the Bible says, if a man doesn't seek it out, it's his fault. We try to go out and preach. We come out and we preach the gospel, expose people to it. Some people don't want to hear what you got to say. Some people got so much, they got so much intelligence. They got so much of this, so much of that. My whole thing over here is, God called me to love everybody. God loves everybody. There's going to be a separation. There's going to be a separation. Why? Because somebody in our lives are going to have to understand. Jesus said it perfectly. No man can come to the Father by me. He said in one place, said, I know you. I know your thoughts. I know your heart. I know. God said the thoughts I have for you, they're not the thoughts I have. They're the gospel thoughts, the good thoughts. And Satan is busy right now. That's why we have so much problem with the radio station. I tell folks, if you want to be on the fire line, you got to start praying. Drop some of this mess that's going on in America. I want a car. No, car is already there. I believe it. Like I told a person, I said, no, I have a car. I got a car right now. I see the keys in my hand. What keys? By faith, the car is here. Now, I like that Genesis they're talking about now. Don't y'all be surprised that I'm speaking to that Genesis. If it comes to me, I might just give it away. But I want to say this, and I'm going to let somebody else come on because I got 7 minutes to bring another person on. I want to say this, and what I have to say today to everybody is this. God is calling us at this time. We are not going to try to lie to each other. We're not going to try to steal from each other. We're going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell nothing but the truth. I like to have the evidence. When I was learning about the military, they said, let me see how many shots you hit. I hit 9 out of 10 bullseye. How you do that? Concentration. confidence. And not being cocky, but keep my eyes stayed on the top. That's how I was able to hit 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet away? I learned it because of concentration. And I say to everybody on the line with me, the time has come. If we don't see each other for some time yet, it's our time now to fight the fight of good faith. I know I want to see what the Bible says. He said, in these last days, these signs shall follow them that believe. That means they could fall out. The president is going to be, he's taking care of his own self. We've got to do what God calls us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I would like to say something. I want to thank God. This is Apostle Esther, and this is truly for you to listen closely tonight. This is instruction. God had told me earlier to go in the month of May and fast and pray. And so I would say this is the third day of the fast. And it's I'm in the Esther's fast. And this is what God is saying to you tonight. When I was on the line and the enemy cut us completely off, I was singing this song, Love Lifted Me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. So between that time, I said, okay, God, we're going into a new day. What do you want me to do? So when I went in the kitchen, he had me to pour a glass of milk and put some honey in it. And I stirred it up. And this is what I heard him say. We are getting ready. We're getting ready to enter into the land of the milk and honey. And all what you see going on with the president and everything, just pray. Pray. Because there is a promise behind that cloud that he gave us. And that promise is about to take place. And so he wants you to keep your minds on the milk and the honey, on the milk and the honey, the milk and the honey. And I said, Lord, so when I came back in here, thank you, Father
you
had charged my phone up. Okay, hold on. He had charged my phone up to 4 more minutes that I was able to come on. But I hope you receive the revelation that I gave you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say also, Dr. Hunter, you're absolutely right. And my observations today, my comments were not based in hate. But as ministers of the gospel, it's our job to stand and say what the Lord would have us say and to speak truth. Even the power.
And so,
Elder Love, just like you, I have no hatred in my heart. But you know what? We have to stand. We've taken a vow. I took a vow 37 years ago. I raised my right hand and took a vow, an oath, okay, to support and defend the Constitution. We have to do the same thing as ministers of the gospel. We've got to speak truth no matter what. Even if it's not politically correct, we've got to tell it the way it is, as God has instructed us. So I agree with all of you. And Apostle, I did receive that revelation. It's always darkest.
Okay.
We call it, it's always darkest before dawn. So God bless you all.
I know. And I appreciate
well,
it because.
Let me ask this question to everybody. In the time we now live in, when God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and we move. He moves in us. And I tell everybody, when Jesus Christ took the law, he said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I come to fulfill the law. He fulfilled the law by being held on the cross. And I lose a lot of people that I love that get upset with me because I don't live by the Old Testament. I live by the New Testament.
All right. I'm going to talk with y'all later. Thank you.
Because the New Testament is full of revelations. It's full of revelations. It's about the Gentiles. God going to get them and bring them back in the Bible. Amen. Somebody on the
Amen,
line?
Doctor. Amen, Doctor. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I ask that you all keep.
I won't tell you, no. I'm not angry with Sister Esther. I'm not angry with her. I'm not trying to put down. I love her.
All right, how you doing?
I love her. Yeah, so I don't want anybody to get the wrong understanding. I'm going to come to somebody else. That's not my experience.
Hey, how you doing, young ladies? I'm coming to pray with your grandmother.
Yes,
how you doing, sugar?
Doing.
How you doing?
Good seeing you.
How you doing, young lady?
My daughter.
Hey, sugar.
How
you doing?
I'm
coming up right.
Okay.
I'm coming up right now. I'm gonna bring some water up there.
You want me to help?
No, I got it. I'm gonna bring it. Ice chest. Dr. Hunter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I've got to go in right now. We have a mother. One of the mothers in the church is terminally ill. She's not expected to make it through the night. I ask that you all keep the Williams family in your prayers. I'm getting ready to go upstairs right
okay.
now to pray with that family.
Okay.
She's the mother of two of our ministers. Yes, sir.
Well,
and I've got to punch out now, but God bless you. I'll be on 7:30 next Wednesday, Dr. Hunter. I'll be on at 7:30 next Wednesday, Doc. God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Amen. Princess?
Princess? I had my phone on mute. I was up there talking. I had my phone on mute.
Well, I tell you, since we've done so much today, the best thing to do is let it go and let God do the best. We've had a great day.
Yes. Yes.
A great
yes.
day.
Great
and
day.
And we can't.
Yes.
But I want you to do something for me, because I'm not angry. But I want to let Esther understand, Esther, we do not live in the Old Testament. It is fulfilled. It is corrected. And I know she when she gets upset, she hangs up on us. I don't like that. I love her. I'm not going to fight you what you're doing. If you're going to live under the law, live under the law.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. The Lord loves you. I'm going to be with you. Amen.
Amen. We
Amen.
Know that there are people just don't understand. We don't have a problem with that because there was one time we didn't understand. So there are some people who just don't understand. That's all it is to.
No. And I try to bless everybody, but I want you to know you have a great night and a good night. The peace of God be with you.
You